Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'm a psychic medium, and I will be, every Wednesday night, I'm here accepting call-in readings. And the number to call will be 1-888-268-4313. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And internationally, it's 530-876-3222. And I appreciate comments or feedback on the show and any ideas you may have. And if you'd like to email BBS Radio, the email is contact@blogandservice.com. Hi.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Nicole, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited
good
being
to hear.
Here. I'm excited being here. I'm glad you called.
Oh, excellent. I'm happy to get through to you. I've been waiting a long time.
I've been hearing that a lot. People have been emailing me, and it's just we get a lot of calls at the show. And just keep speed dialing. Just redial, and you'll get through. Okay, I'll just jump into your reading.
Okay.
I'm being pulled right to finances with you. I feel like it's...
Hopefully good.
Yep, very good. Very good. Very exciting. A lot of activity with money. I'm hearing money and success and pleasure being connected to it and personal achievement. So I really do feel this is something that you might have been working on or trying for or striving
All right.
for, and it's coming through for you.
I can just barely hear you here.
Okay. Can you hear me now? How's that?
I can hear you better now, yeah.
Okay. I feel like the money is going to come through something that you have been striving for.
Excellent.
And that's something that you've been hoping for and working on. And it might even be, it's close to your heart. I feel like you're putting everything into it.
And okay, maybe this is something to do with child support or something.
This could also be a personal pleasure of some kind, like artwork or the arts, and also anything that you've been applying for or waiting for or hoping for. I feel like that may come through for you, too.
Great. Oh, that's great to hear.
Okay. And are you working now or hoping for something bigger, or are you looking around? Or
no, I'm working. I've got a stable job that I love. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Okay. There may be some advancement there for you.
Excellent.
Okay. I really do feel like, and there's gonna, and you're going to be happy with it, and there's going to be an increase in finances.
Yes. Perfect.
Hmm. I feel like I may be traveling, too. I don't know. You travel with your job, or is it possible? It might not be connected to work, but between now and the beginning of April, there may be some travel.
I've been thinking of traveling lately, just to escape.
Okay. I'm either picking up on your thoughts and desires, or you're actually going to be doing it, but I am being shown some travel. It may be between now and the beginning of April. I don't know when you were planning on or feeling like doing it, but...
I was thinking around April, so possibly.
I think that would be a good time for you.
Yeah.
I'm getting money work mixed in with romance. I don't know if this means something to you. Do you have a significant other you're working with or connected to in business?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't mix business with pleasure, but...
Okay, so you're not in a relationship now then?
I don't think so.
Okay. I agree with you.
I would like to be, but I don't think he's come along yet, so I'm just waiting.
Okay. Was there somebody that you pulled away from?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm being shown that being an issue.
I pulled away, but he keeps coming back. So.
I'm feeling that. Hmm. I would stay open to my work world and my business world and finances as far as romance goes. There may be somebody new coming out of this realm. It may be a coworker or somebody connected to the job, maybe.
There is someone I'm associating with in my field of engineering, so
okay.
I just don't know if it's romance, but he has asked me if I'd be considering dating, so.
Okay. I feel that may come about because I'm getting work and relationship kind of being connected to the work field or coming out of the work realm. Okay, so that's it's a real possibility. It may go in that direction for you. See this separation. Still, you might have been the one that pulled away, but there's still some.
I'm the one who pulled away. So
right.
I just decided I didn't want to wait anymore. So I pulled away, and I figure let go, and if it comes back, it's meant to be.
I'm getting a lot of the emotional stuff that goes with something like this, and there's baggage on both sides with the regrets, and I'm just feeling. Your emotional connection to the split in a way, and what he's going through, and it still continues to be an issue.
New beginning.
I think that the healing waves may still be there right up until like the beginning of April. You know, I mean, it's over, and I believe he knows it's over, but I also feel that. All the stuff that goes with it, you'll be dealing with it probably the beginning of April, at least until the beginning of April. So you may want to be prepared for that, you know what I mean?
I'll be ready.
It may be as simple as him trying to make amends or come back or your thoughts continuously going there. So
yeah, his mother's very sick right now, so he's pulled away too. But
I see, yeah. And I believe as you go into the beginning of April, there's going to be somebody new, and things are going to be much more happier for you financially and relationship-wise. You'll be doing much better.
So kind of a new beginning, all positive.
Yes. Yes,
excellent.
That's what I'm feeling, especially as you go into the beginning of April. Okay, but you're still going to be dealing with the baggage that goes with this split, I believe, for a while longer. So you just have to be prepared to deal with that, okay?
Okay.
All righty. I got some numbers here. You could be your lucky number.
Wonderful.
10.
Hopefully they're the winning 649.
I got a 10, 5, and 15 for you.
5 and 15?
Yep. 10, 5, and 15. Okay.
10, 5, 15. Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your time. That's
no
wonderful
problem.
News.
Thank you and good luck.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye
take
now.
Care. Okay, if you'd like to call, 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. I'd like to say that we're going to be opening up two daytime shows here at BBS starting in April. April 5th will be the first showing of my day show. And then the following Friday. I'll tell you more about it after this call. Caller, how you doing? Hi, caller.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pardon?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling from Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Well, with you, I am being pulled to finances, but it's more so towards the end of March, beginning of April. And, you know, I'm being shown a significant cycle that you're in, and it's going to be active. I feel like there may be an illness or somebody needing surgery. I don't know if this is connecting with you. And, or it could be somebody close to you. Is somebody ill or needing surgery?
Well, I know somebody that's ill, but I don't think they need surgery.
Okay. It may be just treatment. And this would be close to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You would be exposed to it. I pick up on whatever people are emotionally exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a friend or a loved one or a family member. But anyway, I'm feeling good about it. I feel like there is help or recovery, or if anybody needs any treatment or anything like that, I don't feel like it's going to be too big of an issue, that everything will go well with that. So I just wanted
okay.
to share that with you.
Are you getting anything on my finances?
Yeah, they're definitely improving as you go into April. May start taking effect around the end of March, last 2 weeks of March.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for work, you should be right on top of it, really. I almost want to say the next 2 weeks, but there is some... I just feel like the energy around you is a little unstable right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like nothing for sure, really. You know, it's a hit and miss type thing with you here. It might even be like that. Are you looking for work?
Yes.
Okay, it might be like that with your job search. It might be hot 1 second and then cold another second. And you may have to be willing to accept temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I feel like temporary. Or maybe a few jobs before you get into the one that you're really going to be happy with. And
I have an interview Friday afternoon.
You got an interview Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I believe that might be a lucky one there.
Cool.
Because I was feeling, like I said before, I wanted to go to the next 2 weeks, and that's validating what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have a feeling you'll probably take a week to just make a decision.
What was that?
I kind of feel like it's going to take them 2 weeks to make a decision and get through all the interviews and then make a decision.
Yes, it's and that's how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Because I heard, as soon as I connected to you, I heard 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I hear my imagery, and especially when I'm long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, right away I heard 2 weeks, and then I knew I was going to finances, but I was being pulled more towards the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
With the improvement.
Okay.
You're in a cycle of change. The energy around you is very swift. I hear like a rushing noise.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be changing with the family and with your finances in the work world. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to stay the same, that's for sure. And
I hope they go
power.
Up. I'm tired of them going down.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling, you ever hear of the, what do they call it? Oh, boy, can't think of the word. Well, you get a second wave of energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's coming to you, and it's going to, and you're right on top of it. It won't be too much longer. Strength, energy, clear-minded, and motivated and inspired. So you do have this coming, and it's going to be favorable.
Okay.
Power and justice, I'm hearing. Power and justice. And then we go into the money improving. Definite step up in finances. And it does center around the middle of March.
Say what?
It does lay right around the middle of March. Starts
mm-hmm.
around the middle of March. So that would validate your feelings and my feelings about the job
mm-hmm.
interview.
It's hard to hear you.
How's that?
Well, it's a little better.
A little better?
I have the volume turned up on this as far as it'll go.
It might be my phone,
and it's still hard to hear you.
Yeah, it might be my phone, because I'm talking a little above normal.
Mm-hmm.
Things in the home, too, I'm being pulled to, going better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they want you to know your finances and your family and home life are going to be markedly improved.
Okay.
By the beginning of April. Okay, and
okay.
And Yeah, that's all I'm getting on you, really. Just that things are going to improve and it's going to go hand in hand. It's going to be the money and the family. I feel like there may be some family issues going on, too. Children, maybe I'm being pulled to children for some reason. Maybe some drama or some issues around the family and children. So I feel like that's going to get better also.
Okay. That'd be good.
And it's going to go hand in hand. Money, family, family, money. So it's all going to start improving right around the same time.
Okay. And you think that'll be when?
I feel pretty. You probably start seeing signs of it around the middle of March and then going into the beginning of April.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, and good luck with everything. I got some numbers here. I got a 1 and a 9 and 12.
1 and 9 and 12. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, if you'd like to call for a psychic reading, 1-888-268-4313.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Brenda, how you doing?
I'm good.
How you liking the show?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Good. We're going to make more of them for you. We're going to go daytime.
Yeah, I heard that earlier.
Good. It'll be Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and then Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And BBS is broadcasting at Pacific Time, so that would be 9 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
If anybody's interested in listening. The time zones can get a little tricky. All right, Brenda, let's see what we got for you. Wow, it looks like a money night here. I'm getting a lot of work and business and money with you also. Looks like the beginning of April is going to be fantastic for you, too. Are you doing anything with business? Once in a while, I ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And usually if it's relationship or business, I kind of like need a little bit of a... But I am getting startups and beginnings and births and ideas manifesting, and I'm being pulled to the work world with this. Okay, so if you have any plans on opening a business.
Not really, but we did just get a new boss, well, head of our group.
Okay.
And hopefully, maybe he'll make some changes.
I can see that. There's definitely going to be some changes. For the better, too. You know, I'm getting a lot of stuff with you. I'm getting a visitor coming to visit you. I feel like somebody's coming into your life. It could be a friend or a family member or a lover, but I feel like a visitor is just going to come into your life. So, and it may be between now and the beginning of April. Also, I don't know if there's travel with your work, but I feel travel with you, too, and it could or could not be connected to work. I'm kind of feeling like it may be, or some of the changes may lead to traveling. I just put that on the side for now, and I'm also feeling a move, too. I don't know if you have to move or somebody close to you is moving, but... There may be a move in the works for you.
A move, you think?
A move, yeah. Like moving homes or relocating, is that...
Well, the building that I live in is for sale. But I haven't really heard anything.
Okay. It could be maybe you think about it or talk about it, or it's on the table anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something's on the table, I probably will be showing it. And... maybe by the beginning of April, you might hear something pertaining to it. So, something to think about.
Okay.
Okay, but you're definitely surrounded with changes, and they're definitely in the work world, business world. I feel like there's going to be a lot of different communications. Like, with the changes, there's going to be maybe memos or rules and regulations or format that's got to be followed, and you might get caught up in that. So be prepared for it. Go with the flow and roll with the changes in the work field.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very beneficial for you.
What about in areas of love or anything like that?
Just before I say it, they always ask me. And I'm just about to say it. I was being pulled to romance and with you also. I feel like I'm contacting a romantic issue through business or work. I don't know if this makes sense or not, or if there is somebody in the workplace for you too, but I feel like it may be connected to business or work.
Well, I broke up with someone, and I kind of still feel like he's coming back, but I don't know.
How long ago was the breakup?
Beginning of February.
February. Do you work with him, or did you meet
at
work? No connection at all with work?
No.
All right, well, in the meantime, kind of like keep your eyes open at work because, or any kind of business that you're doing, because there may be some flirting going on there.
Hmm.
Okay, so just kind of like be alert to it. As far as the other man goes, nothing yet, but okay, hang on for a sec. Okay, I keep hearing burps, still burps. You're not expecting, right? Is anybody close to you expecting?
My boss is expecting in April.
Ah, I see. So you're exposed to that then. You come in contact with it and talk about it. It could be that, and there is a lot of work imagery around it. It seems like work is a big part of your life, and there's I believe they're going to, when they make the changes, that they're going to communicate and keep you posted on the changes. I feel like a lot of communication is coming to you at
mm-hmm.
work, and things are going to, requirements is what I'm feeling. Like with the changes, the employees are going to have to get used to the new way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the more you realize it and accept it, it'll be much more beneficial for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing good news. I'm being delivered good news about work and money. So I believe whatever changes are going on for you right now at work, they're going to be beneficial for you.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to hurt you any or hold you back. I believe you'll move forward with it and experience increases, to be
mm-hmm.
honest with you. I'm feeling I feel like this change at work is going to be very successful.
Okay.
And very productive, and it's going to be beneficial for you. Okay. And as far as romance goes, other than possible flirting connected to work and business, I'm not getting much more on the romance. It's probably going to, not that it's not going to happen, it just might happen farther on down the road.
You don't think the other one's coming back?
Boy, that's a good question. It's one of the difficult questions to answer as long as I've been doing this. Because I can get, you know, I can follow him right up to ringing the doorbell and then it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I don't feel or see, not before the beginning of April. Not before the beginning of April, I'm not feeling him coming back. But it's not saying that it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may happen at the end of April. It's just that I'm not being shown it now. There may be one way that it may come around would be through another female. I don't know if this is a friend or a family member that has a mutual friendship with you or know the both of you, but there could be some healings coming from a friend interceding between you and the one you broke up with.
Mm-hmm.
So, or maybe you can even kind of help it go in that direction. You understand what I'm saying? To communicate with him, it could be done through a friend, and I believe it's a female.
Hmm.
Okay. It may be a good friend or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for an in and you want to start heading in that direction, it would be one way of looking. Okay, through a friend or a family member, delivering messages possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Brenda, you take care. I got some numbers. I got 11, 1, and 12.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
Good luck. Take
Thank
care
you.
Of yourself.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a psychic reading, 1-888-268-4313. That's U.S. and Canada. If you're enjoying the show and you got some ideas and comments, or you just like to say hi, send an email. contact@bloginservice.com. That's the BBS email. Hi, caller. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
How you like the show?
Oh, it's awesome.
Is it? Good.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
That's what I like to hear.
I appreciate that.
Can you hear me well?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you, hon.
Okay. I was just worried about my phone. I like to make sure my voice can be heard and everybody's not struggling to hear what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Got some interesting energy here around you.
Okay.
Very active. A little unstable. I feel like there's some things going on. You know, I almost want to say that I feel like I had an argument with somebody, or I'm in a dispute of some kind.
Yeah.
Or there's some instability going on with my emotions and heart and my connections with other people. You know, I'm being told to play the peacemaker.
Yeah.
I'm being told to focus on love and peace. And if you find yourself in the middle of a dispute, by all means, play the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Do not feed into it, because it can escalate out of control.
Right.
And I'm a little worried about that. So it's very important that you either stay out of disputes between now and the beginning of April, and if you find yourself in one, play the peacemaker and downplay everything. It'll be much more beneficial and you'll accomplish more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
I feel like somebody went away or left, or a friendship ended, or I'm just feeling like something or someone left or went away. I lost. I'm feeling that also in my heart, and I'm feeling like some of the disturbances I want to be worried about is due to jealousy and spiteful behavior.
Yes.
So when you see that developing, or you're in the middle of it, also beware of it and be careful.
Okay.
You have an older female in spirit around you now, and she's concerned for you. I don't know if this is a mom or a grandmother or...
My grandmother.
Okay, she is watching closely over you. Do you write?
Sometimes.
Are you a writer or an artist?
No, I do have somewhat of an artist in me, and I write a little bit too.
Okay, was the grandmother a writer or an artist?
Not that I know of.
She keeps pushing me to encourage you with some talent that you have. I feel like I'm creating. I'm either writing or drawing, or it's like it's been a heart's desire or a thought of mine to pursue.
Yeah. Well, I've had some readings done in the past, and they say I do have, I'll see people from the other side.
Right.
And I've felt spirits and like that before, it too.
Right. Well, I know this grandmother is very close to you.
Yeah.
And she's watching over you, and she just, I just feel like I want to explore the artist in me, or develop a hobby, or do something with my inner, being. I like, it's almost like it's much needed with you. You just need something. You need some place to go away.
Yeah.
And this would be very helpful to you, either writing or drawing or music. I'm not sure where the arts are with you, but it may be something you want to explore.
Okay.
It could be very helpful to you. And I'm also, you know, I feel like I'm in need of a professional, like a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm going to one right now.
Okay. I feel like, is it a female?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the doctor's a female.
What is?
The doctor is a female.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in good hands.
Okay.
She's going to take real good care of you. And you chose wisely with her.
Good.
She's very professional, and she knows what she's doing, and I believe that she will be able to help you with whatever is going on.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, and very sharp woman, I'm hearing, with this doctor.
Okay.
And at times may seem a little distant or cold or bedside manner. I don't know what that is going on or in a hurry, but she's very good, and she'll be able to help you, I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah.
I believe your grandmother helped pick her, so...
Yeah, she would.
Yes, I do believe she's a helper. She's watching over you closely.
Oh,
loves
yeah.
you intensely.
Okay.
Big white butterfly she's sending me for you.
Okay.
I don't know what butterflies mean, but it's some type of a message to you, and... That's about all I'm going to get for you, I believe.
Okay.
I got some numbers. I got a 5 and 11 and 17.
Okay.
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 All righty. And I'll leave you with that. I hope it helps
okay.
you a little bit.
Good luck. Thank you very much.
Good. Good luck with everything.
Okay. You too, hon.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if anybody would like to call, it would be 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good. How do I sound?
You sound very good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana. Wow, I think that's a first. Okay. You know, I want to warn you about your friends or some people that may be around you right now that may be a little on the shady side. I'm not knocking your friends. It may be somebody new you just met or somebody you're introduced to. But if you do meet anybody new, especially between now and the beginning of April, kind of keep your guard up and be alert and feel with your heart. Because I just feel like there may be some... And it could even be friends that are on the scene already, or like I said, some new ones coming in. But I feel like they may want to kind of like involve you in something you don't want to do or you're not feeling comfortable with. Or they may be just trouble in one way or another, and you'll be getting the signal that you should distance yourself from them.
Yes.
Okay. And... I'm torn between whether they're there now or they're just coming on the scene. That's something you're going to have to feel with your own heart And you'll know it right away just by their actions and the way they speak. So, but there is just a little bit of a warning there, for, especially between now and the beginning of April.
Okay.
Okay, and it may even involve a place like a hangout or a social spot or a friend's house or a new person's home, and you just don't feel right there either. And if you get that feeling, get up and leave, and you'll be serving your intuition well, because I believe it'll be what I'm saying here. So if you find yourself in a position like that, don't ever be afraid to say you need to leave, because you'll be right on the money. I'm just
right.
Feeling like I should feel with my heart. Feel it with your heart, and you'll know.
All right.
Okay. Coming to a... You know, I feel like there's a male coming into my world now. Are you in a relationship or?
No.
You're not in one?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, if there's somebody out there now, I could feel it growing closer and more significant. And if there's not, by the beginning of April, I feel like you may meet someone that could possibly turn into a relationship, okay? Because I feel like there's a significant other, or this type of a relationship connected to the emotions and the heart, deep friendship coming into your life. So be open to that. Yeah.
All right.
It could happen. It could be right. I feel like it maybe 2 weeks. I'm leaning towards the end of March, but maybe even within 2 weeks you might even bump into somebody. So stay open to that. I am hearing a change in relationship. So you're not in one now. So I believe that means, that's telling me that you may wind up being in one by the beginning of April, because I am hearing change in relationships. I'm feeling like you're not in a relationship. It might be a friend. A good friend needs to go somewhere. Is there a friendship being pulled apart, or a friend leaving or moving that you can think of?
No.
Okay.
It's quite possible.
Okay.
A friendship that I have with one of my siblings.
And they're leaving?
Yes.
Are they going overseas or?
No.
I just feel
moving
like.
Moving south.
What's that?
Moving south.
Okay, so they are moving then. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like somebody to my heartstrings is moving or going away or has a journey ahead of them. So that would connect to. A brother or a sister moving. The male may be a little younger than you and be fair-haired, possibly light blonde hair or blonde hair, light brown. That's another clue to who this may be.
I do know someone that meets that description, but he does not live in this area.
Okay. Well, what I'm feeling with this is that it may increase in significance. And that can go in many different ways. Okay? So if you see it developing, whatever you want to do with it is fine. You know what I mean? At least
yeah.
It's happening and the energy is there. That's about all I'm getting on you.
All right, I appreciate that.
I hope it helped you. And I got some numbers. I got 15 and 11 and 7 for you. okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Did I help you,
night.
Or?
Yes, I think that you did.
Okay. I just feel like there's something there that you need. Do you have a question or anything that's I can kind of focus on for you?
I know the male that you're talking about, and he does live quite away from me. I mean, states away, and I am very attached to him, but we have very little contact. And I do have another male friend that he does want more than a friendship from me, but I know that the feeling just isn't there. It just doesn't feel right, and I just know that it would lead to our friendship ending, and that we would make each other, I think, probably miserable. And he is someone that I do meet once or twice a month. We do meet at a place where we sing and dance. So that would be like you saying that it was possibly someone that I knew that we would meet someplace, and I do know who you're talking about.
Okay. Well, that's good then. And like I said, there's an increase in activity with my romance and my heartstrings and my emotions at the end of March and at the end. And it does center around the male. So,
okay.
Okay. And when you watch for that and you see it developing, it gives you a heads up that this may be it, and you can get creative. Okay?
All right. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Good luck
Bye-bye.
With everything. Okay, everybody. If you want to call in, it's 1-888-268-4313. That's U.S. and Canada. And on Wednesday nights, I do nonstop. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I was wondering when your day shows are starting.
My day shows will be starting April 5th at 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time.
That's fantastic.
Yep. And 9
Look p.m. forward to it.
I am, too. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I think we all are.
Good. I'm glad. I hope it's a success, and maybe we can expand it. I would like to do it all day long, but...
I don't know how you can do it all day long, but you do a wonderful job.
I could do this all day long.
That's amazing.
If my life permitted, I could. And, the Wednesday show is going to be more of a talk show. I'm going to have a guest and maybe touch on some social issues and highlight my guest and do a few readings.
I look forward to that.
Okay. And then Friday, the day show will be like this one, nonstop readings.
Wonderful.
Okay, because I like to do a little interviewing and broadcasting, and I'm not getting it with this or the... Because it's, everybody wants a reading, and I understand that.
Right.
And I enjoy doing it. But I want to
fit
in
some broadcast.
And
you do a wonderful job, but I look forward to your other shows, because I like to get information, too, and I think we all do.
That's what I want to do. I'd like to teach and touch on meditation, psychic development. I want to showcase other psychics and healers and astrologers and you know, professionals of all kinds.
That's great.
And then
that's great. You could have a psychic off, like a psych-off psychic or something.
That's
the battle of the psychics.
That's right. I want to be the shock psychic. I want everybody to say, wow.
Yeah.
And then
be great.
Friday I can give them the nonstop readings.
That's going to be great.
So I can
balance it out
for everybody. And I'm excited about it. I really am. And
that's great. I know it will be successful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Aww.
Okay. And with you, you're surrounded with a great big heart. Right away, big heart right here, right in front of me.
Aww.
It's going out to relationships. I do believe that if you're in one now, it's going to get much sweeter and nicer. And if you're not, you've probably got some good times coming up here for you.
Well, that's good. I am in a long relationship, 31 years. That's pretty long.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been married 32 years.
I will be 32 years shortly. So
wonderful.
We're probably around the same age group.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You don't see it much.
No, you don't. But when you're in it, it gets better, doesn't it?
I love it.
Me too.
Yes, it's for life. And like I said, it feels like it was yesterday.
Well, I'm just waiting for grandchildren. I think it's going to make it even better.
I just had, I got a one-year-old grandson, Cole, and then I got one coming in May.
Oh, congratulations.
Another boy, and we are thrilled. I can do a radio show just on grandchildren.
Yes, that would be the best.
Yes, I might even do that.
That would be great.
What it's like to be a grandpa.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. Of course, I guess I have to get my children married first.
It happens fast.
I know it does, too fast, but yes, I look forward to that.
Yes, enjoy the journey.
So I have good things to look forward to with my husband.
Yes, everything, like I said, now I know why they surrounded you with one big giant heart.
Thank you, Michael. Everything
is perfect.
I appreciate it.
And it's sweet, and you got a strong animal connection. I don't know if you're into rescue or pets or...
I have two little dogs that I love them. They're my little people.
They're very connected to you, your dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like children.
Yes, they're very protective.
Wow.
They're little people dogs, little furry people.
They're jumping right out at me, your connection with your pets. Do you do anything with animals or any... What,
no,
what
I just spoil the two that I have.
I see.
Yep.
Okay. I feel like you might have, somewhere in the future, even be involved in animal rescue or doing something for the benefit of animals.
I would like to do that. I could see that.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
A very strong feeling with this.
Anything that could help. I like to help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Aww. Also, you know, I'm getting travel with money and business. I don't know if this is you or your hubby, but there may be some travel with business. I've been getting this a lot tonight for some reason.
Is it travel far?
Is he a businessman or
he was a businessman.
Okay.
Mm. He's taking a temporary break from business.
I may, you know, between now and the beginning of April, if there is some type of a little trip or a journey, even if it's a day or a weekend, there might be a little bit of business mixed in with it.
Oh, okay. I know. Well, we're going to take a little trip, just the two of us.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, hopefully there's no business. Maybe some monkey business.
It might be, you know, there's two different types of business, you know.
Right.
There's the fun kind and the work kind. And
I think it might be...
Just be open to an opportunity or an investment of some kind during your travel.
Okay, we'll do that.
I feel like you might even have a visitor also sometime between now and the beginning of April. Somebody stopping in unexpectedly or visiting you.
That happens. That happens a lot in our house.
You can expect that.
Yeah.
Your husband's taking a little bit of a break, but it's not permanent.
No.
Because I don't feel it being permanent. I feel a lot of your husband is a creator. He's a worker. He likes to stay in it, even if it's mentally and spiritually and emotionally.
Yes.
And he's still creating, and connections are being made. Even if it's in spirit, and they will be manifesting. So I don't think he's permanent or ever intends to stop, even if it's a little bit on the side.
Right. No, I don't think he'll ever stop. I think he's just going to take this break now, maybe a couple years.
Yep.
And then I think he's going to, dive back in.
definitely, I'm feeling that, and he's going to be always busy.
And he'll be stronger after this little experience.
Yep. He, I believe he's going to make a comeback and be stronger than ever, and the concern might be overdoing, so.
Okay.
I can definitely see it heading in that direction for him. He's going to do fantastic.
Good. Well, that's good news.
Yep.
It's good news. I really enjoy listening to you.
Thank
and
you.
I wish you great success, and I'll be a faithful listener.
Thank
and I have
you.
Told my friends, so good luck, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tell your friends about us.
I will, and
I got some numbers for you. I got a 13, 11, and 6.
Oh, good numbers.
Yeah.
13th is my husband's birthday, Monday, so that's good.
You know, you can. People say, what do I do with it? I said, well, you know, write the day on a calendar, put a dollar on it, and run it through a numerologist.
That's right.
You can get a reading within a reading.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
For your, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call in and get a reading, it's 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm just fine.
Good. I'm glad you called. Where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Indiana?
Uh-huh.
That's two in one night.
Really? There was another, huh?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I don't hear Indiana much. All right. Let's see. Boy, you got a female come right in here, a female in spirit. And it's either a mom or a grandmother. I believe it's an older friend, or it's close to you in spirit. And I'm leaning towards grandmother, I believe. Were you close to your grandmom, or?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did she pass?
Yes.
Okay, she's hugging you right now.
This oh, that's
the,
good.
This is the way I'm feeling, like she's hugging you. And very close to you, yeah, and even in spirit. She's letting me know, even though I'm in spirit, I'm still close.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm getting in, if anybody has been struggling mentally or emotionally or having a hard go of it with maybe like exhaustion
mm-hmm.
or having some issues with health issues, I am feeling a benefit and an improvement there also.
Okay.
I feel as though it's going to be, if there is an illness going on or a need of peace of mind, I can feel it coming and soon. You're right on it. And it increases. It gets better, I'm hearing.
That's good. Hopefully that's me.
I believe it's you. I try to filter my readings a little bit and try to dance around certain things, but I do feel like it was you, and I do feel like you're going to get a peace of mind and strength,
okay.
And it's very much needed.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. And it's going to increase as time goes on. It's, you know, it's almost like a fear of, like, when I start feeling it, I don't want to lose it, or I feel like it's going to go away again, but I feel like in this case here, it mm-hmm. continues to increase well into April.
Okay.
And it becomes even stronger in April. So when you do start feeling better or things are starting to look up for you, enjoy it and run with it, because it's not going to fall or decrease any, at least until the beginning of April.
Okay.
Anyway, so you don't have to worry about when it starts. Finances, so I'm feeling the finances improving also. I don't know if that was needed to hear, but I guess everybody wants to hear it, but in this case, it's important. I feel it might even be caused some of the issues with some of the stress that you might be going through.
Yeah, definitely is. There's a lot of financial problems right now.
What was that?
I said there is a lot of financial problems right now, so that is a lot of the
That's what I'm being told. That's exactly what I'm being told. And that's going to get better. So that's good news. I like it when I see good imagery. And with you, I feel it being good. And I'm also being shown that... are you working?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting increases there. I don't know if you're expecting or hoping, but I also feel there may be another female there that can benefit and will help you in some way on the work front. I don't know if this is connecting right now with you, but
it's making sense.
It's making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rely heavily on her. She's going to be good for you,
okay.
And she may lead to some of the increases in finances or opening a few doors, or I just feel like she's there and she's comforting you and she's helping you.
Okay.
She's a very good negotiator. I feel, is she a supervisor or a boss? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so she's very good at what she does. I'm hearing negotiator, businesswoman, and supervisor. So this could be her, and stay open to her and... kind of like bonded with her, because I believe a lot of benefits are going to come from her.
Okay.
And, I feel like, again, here, I've seen this tonight, the money will get better and then the stress will get better. It'll be a chain reaction. It's going to go hand in hand. I feel like the money may start, I'm feeling retroactive benefits, like things that you've been working on for a while,
mm-hmm.
or hoping for or praying for, finally starting to show up and being noticeable. So continue to pray and visualize and focus on what it is you want in life, and the rest will come to you, because the cycle that's coming to you is there for that, to bring in some of your thoughts and ideals and have it start materializing and taking it from thought and ideals to the physical plane. And that's what this cycle is going to be about. So you're going to see things that you have been working on, dreaming about, praying for, finally starting to show their head and become noticeable. And it's going to be very strong towards the end of March, beginning of April. You'll start noticing signs of all of this coming through.
Okay, sounds very good.
Okay. I'm really being pulled to the emotional and mental aspect of myself, and there's definite healing coming there, an increase in strength. I feel like most of the help is needed in emotions and in the mind, and that's where it's going to wind up going.
Okay.
So you got that to look forward to.
Okay.
I'm also getting, it seems like you're good under pressure, and then when things are going good, you kind of get shaky, which is a good thing, because people can operate well under pressure there. I got a little bit of that in me. And then when things are going perfectly, I worry a little more than I do when things are messing up, and you have this ability to stay calm under pressure.
That's describing me.
Yeah, you can stay calm under pressure, and but then after it's over, you can feel the pull on it. I'm getting some plans or thoughts going into action, so if you got any ideas or plans, this will be a good time to start it and to get it moving, or to put a little more effort into it. And especially towards the end of March, you might even see some of your plans starting on their own, and you just need to run with them. So if there is something you've been trying to do or hoping for, it'll go well for you.
Okay.
And interviews and testing and exams, I feel like I might have to maybe prove myself or qualify for something. Mm-hmm. Maybe connected to the changes that are going on in the workplace, but I do feel like I need to do a test or an interview or satisfy a requirement. So be open to that.
Okay.
In the work world, and be willing to do it, because I feel like you'll have no problems with it if it arises. It might even be connected to the increases that are coming to you. You know, if you want this, then you got to do this, and you'll have to be willing to do it.
Okay.
You might run into that type of circumstances. You know, I want to stay out of politics, too, office politics.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousies, I want to stay away from that very strongly between now and the beginning of April.
So do I.
This would go with neighbors, too, gossip, rumors, jealousies. If you see it developing, it would be very beneficial to say, I got to go.
Okay.
Don't get in the middle. Do the best you can to avoid it. And if somebody comes to you wanting to feed on it, just give them the truth and the light and love and defuse it, because you don't need it and it could be harmful to you.
Okay.
So you watch out for that. Office politics and jealousies and gossip. Okay, and I got some numbers for you. I have an 8, a 13, and a 12.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah.
I hope it helped you.
It did. Thank you very much, Michael.
Good. Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And you have a good night. Okay. What we got? It's 10 after 1. Man, time flies. I think I'll take one more call, Don, if you got it. I can fit one more caller in. Hi. Hello?
Super.
Hi.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Nice. I got a lot of friends in Canada.
Do you? That's
great. Yeah, I want to visit there.
Yeah, it's beautiful, especially the West Coast in the mountains.
Yes. Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah.
And a few other spots up there. How do you like the show tonight?
Oh, it's a great show tonight, as always.
Good.
Look forward to your other shows coming up.
Nice. I'm going to be creative with them, and I'm going to keep them simple and entertaining.
Yeah, I look forward to the information you're going to go over with all the psychics and healers and stuff like that.
Yes, I got a little bit of a plan, and then as we go along, it's going to be definitely showcasing other readers and psychics.
Great.
I'd like to introduce myself and the story behind me first and put a showcase on everything. And
who is Michael Gauger?
Yeah, who is my... Actually, it started off as Going Within, too, for 10 years.
Right.
And then I realized that, you know, I never even mentioned my group tonight. While I got you on the air, let me say this to you and to the others that are listening. If you would like to follow me and get a hold of me, go to Yahoo Groups and just punch in the search bar, Going Within_2, and it'll take you right to my group. And then you can join, and we do several shows a week, all free. We're starting up a late night Friday night, me and another reader, Bright Light Pathfinders. She's a wonderful lady and an excellent reader. We'll be working together, doing free readings every Friday night, and I do 2-3 shows myself every week for free. And I do it live on voice in our private group chat room, and we have a fantastic time. We're also producing a e-magazine, and it's put together by and produced by all group members, and we showcase each other's talents, artwork, poetry. And that would also be nice to get once a week. As a member, we just send it to everybody. Every biweekly, you get the magazine delivered to you for free. And if you would like to get a hold of me for private readings, just email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I do private readings, and we can communicate through the email. All right.
Can I ask you a specific question?
I do, but I kind of like to open with a general reading.
Go ahead.
Because I have noticed that 80% of the time I almost answer the question anyway. Go right ahead. And then I go to the question if there is one left.
All right.
So let me just go. What was your name?
My name is Barry.
Barry. Okay, Barry. Let's see what we got for you. Boy, you too got a lot of hearts around you all of a sudden here.
I can feel that right now.
A lot of hearts around you. You know, I the reader in me wanted to go right to your work world, and they went, pulled me right to your emotions and your love life and relationships. Going to be blessed. I feel you going into April being very connected spiritually, too, and guided spiritually. I don't know if you feel this developing, but...
I do.
You know, it's almost like... Wow, this is like almost like a spiritual enlightenment type, almost that intense. You're going to find yourself being pulled to spirit, life, meditation. I really do believe philosophy. I believe it's going to start. I don't know if you're into it heavy now, but I believe that it's going to start becoming important in your life. And the reason this is happening is because there is a spirit guide here, and it's communicating with you and teaching you. It might not be very noticeable now, but it will be, I believe, by the beginning of April. And guiding and protecting you, I'm hearing. So if you've been feeling anything spiritually, or your dreams have been significant, or you just feel like you're being pulled, that's the reason for it. One of the reasons for it, anyway. You know, and now I'm being pulled to my past. I feel like I want to go into my past, the family members, friends, experiences and skills. I feel like you did something in the past, or you learned something, or you had a skill, or you trained, or just some type of experience or skill, and I'm using it for my future, and it's connected to my future. Or I might want to consider combining it and helping me with my future plans. I'm also being contacted by family and friends, too, I feel. I don't know what your circumstances are with your family and friends, but I feel them needing to hear from you, and I also feel them coming to you. It might even be not intentional, kind of like bumping into, or because of a circumstance or an event. And I feel like it's going to be very healing for you to connect with your past, with friends and family. And it's almost like it's very much needed. And I feel like I might be invited, I'm feeling invited to gatherings. I feel like there may be a gathering that you will hear about or get invited to, and I feel like there's going to be friends and family there, and that's also going to be very healing, and that you should go and take advantage of it. I'm also feeling that business-wise, work-wise, there may even be connections from information and experiences and people from the past that can help you in the future. They keep giving me this. So you might run into something like this, Barry, a connection from your past helping you financially and business-wise. It's a very real possibility. Or at least inspiring you and motivating you, is helping you somehow with your future endeavors, business and work. Or something, you know, or at least something that you have done before or learned, or something that you know, and I'm being prodded to incorporate it into what I'm doing now. Past connections being incorporated. As far as life goes, I feel things getting smoother for you. I feel like I might have just went through a little bit of a rough patch, and I'm being reassured that things are going to go smoother. And this goes to health and relationships and friendships. You can look for that probably within 2 weeks, things getting a lot smoother for you and being noticeable. I'm getting some issues maybe in the way of business and work, and I'm getting through that. It's not even an issue. If there's any obstacles now, just see them as challenges, because you're going to fly right through them. And I am hearing past efforts paying off, and I'm getting rewarded. So I'm being noticed, and I'm doing the right thing, and it's going to pay off for me. I'm hearing new jobs, new enterprises, new projects. I'm hearing new in the work world and the business. So if there is something new going on, or you're thinking about starting something new, it could be very beneficial for you and successful. Either way, I'm feeling step-ups. I don't know if you're waiting for a raise or a promotion. That's a very real possibility. I'm hearing with you two testing, and if there's any testing or interview, that they're going to go well. Something with education, too. You may have to... You're either connected to education in some way, or you want to be, or you may have to study or learn something new. So stay open to that. I'm getting some of that. Design, too. Design, art. I'm getting some technical design with art design. I don't know why. So there's a creative process, whatever it is you're into. And just getting hand, eye, and design. Almost like the arts, but a little different than the arts. I'm not sure what this is, drafting or... But let's see here. Definitely connected to your talents. You have talent and ability that you're going to... be able to do something with, that you're going to make money with this and do well in it. Be prepared to travel also. I'm getting an expansion of my horizons. As I go into spring and the beginning of April, my social circle is expanding. My business contacts are expanding. And I'm enjoying it. And I'm feeling really happy about this. It's very beneficial to me. And they're validating, again, above and beyond interest in spirit and religion and the paranormal. Also, pay attention to your dreams. Keep a dream journal. Have a book by the book, a little notebook by your bed, and jot down your dreams, because I feel like information and inspiration will come through your dreams as you get more and more into the study of spirit or the interest of spirit. So I believe a dream journal will help you a lot. That's about all I'm getting on you, Barry, unless there's something you wanted me to really focus on.
That's all very positive. Very positive.
All good stuff.
Yes.
And you're going to do it. You got talent. I feel like you got what it needs to do what you have to do. And yeah, I do feel like you're on the right track as far as life goes.
Anything more in the area of romance?
Do you have children?
No, I do not. No.
You don't have no children?
No.
Okay. Is there a girl now on the scene that may have children?
There is a girl, but she does not have children.
No children. Interesting. Because when I first opened up on you, I was getting you were surrounded with hearts and roses, and then there was children laughing in the background. I'm not sure what that was. It was interesting. I feel if there's anybody on the scene now that will move forward and increase, there's going to be, I'm getting interest too, there's a common ground between you and this girl that you can capitalize on, you can increase the bond with some interest that are between you. I'm not quite sure what this is, but there is something there that you both can build off of. And I am getting, I'm getting some imagery here. That, you know, it's like I'm getting ocean imagery, sea imagery. I'm getting Native American and a lot of flowers. I don't know what this means, but if you're in it or she's into anything pertaining to these subjects, it could be a clue. But I do feel that whoever is in your life now will continue to expand right up until at least the beginning of April. So that's good news. And I feel good about it. I feel like it's very deep and very emotional, or it will be. And it's karmic. You're kind of like brought together by spirit in a way. So if you're feeling all of this, I'm just validating it for you.
Wonderful. Yes, okay. I am.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
I mean, you're surrounded with all the good stuff, flowers, hearts, rainbows, stars I'm getting in. And I'm getting an increase in female companionship and a connection through female companionship. So I feel like you're definitely going to move forward with this. Okay?
Wonderful. Life is good, Mike.
Thank you
very much.
It is. Enjoy. You're blessed.
Take care, my friend.
You're blessed. God bless you.
You as well.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, everybody, I'd like to say good night now. It's 1:23. Thank you, Don, for the extra time. It was a blessing. I had fun, enjoyed myself, and I will see everybody next week at this time, Wednesday at midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And remember, BBS Radio, it rocks. Take care and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.